Step back in time and imagine it's 1898. The dam in front of you is harnessing the power of the Middle River to drive the iron and wire works. In the distance, you can see workers headed to the plant where they will produce 418 different kinds of wire products. The Southworks complex employs nearly 85% of the residents of Quinsigamon Village. Smoke billows out of the smokestacks that dot the Worcester skyline, and a train whistles in the distance as it moves raw materials and final products to and from this bustling industrial city. How did this vibrant industrial landscape develop, and where did it go? Where did it go? Remnants of this early industry history are visible in the rail bridge and the dam. The large pond in front of you that was formed by this dam is now filled with sediment and has become a wetland habitat. Water and technology shape the landscape. Water power from the Middle River and Blackstone River allowed Quinsigamon Village area to emerge as a manufacturing center in the late 18th century, beginning with Isaiah Thomas's paper mill. Construction of the Blackstone Canal in 1825 boosted industry by linking central Massachusetts to the rest of the world via Providence, Rhode Island. With the advent of steam power in the 1830s, the Providence and Worcester Railroad gradually supplanted the canal as an efficient mode of transportation. Together, these transportation technologies allowed the village to become a key location for the import of raw materials and the export of manufactured goods. Quinsigamon Iron and Wire Works, Southworks. The village began to focus on metal manufacturing when two brothers, Ichabod and Charles Washburn, purchased the Isaiah Thomas paper mill, dam, and water rights in 1846. The company, eventually known as Washburn and Mowen, established an iron rod rolling mill on this site, the first in Worcester. Washburn and Mowen Wire Works. Washburn and Mowen specialized in the creation of wire products. It was the first American company to make telegraph and piano wire, and most of the barbed wire used in the settlement of the American West was produced right here. You can see a modern version of this wire, without the barbs, in the railings along the boardwalk. By 1901, Washburn and Mowen had been absorbed by United States Steel, under whose ownership the Southworks complex expanded operations. As industry grew, Quinsigamon Village thrived. After World War II, as U.S. Steel began shifting manufacturing to elsewhere in the U.S. and abroad, local production went into decline. The Southworks closed entirely in 1977. Quinsigamon Village. Irish immigrants were drawn to this area, first to build the Blackstone Canal and later to find manufacturing jobs. They were followed by waves of Swedish immigrants who flocked to Quinsigamon Village in search of employment at the Southworks complex. These new arrivals settled here and built a vibrant neighborhood of homes, churches, cultural organizations, small businesses, and even a village school. For more historical information and exhibits, visit the Blackstone Heritage Corridor Visitor Center at Worcester, located at 3 Paul Clancy Way.